Welcome to Intentional. Over the next few minutes, we will be reading through this week's passage of Scripture and providing space to pause and reflect. Taking a few minutes to spend with God can change the posture of your day. Let's begin. Before I read the Scripture passage, take a few moments to focus on God's presence with you right now. Let the worries of your day go and breathe. Today's passage of Scripture is Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9. Listen for what stands out to you as I read it. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Whatever you set foot, you will be on the land I have given you, from the Negev wilderness to the south, to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you for as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I'm going to read it again. Listen and savor any words or phrases that stand out to you. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Moses, my servant is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on the land I have given you, from the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." What were the phrases that stood out to you? What might God be saying to you through this passage? And how can you respond today? Take a minute and listen and talk to God about these things. We close our reflection time with a breath prayer. Breathe in, you are here, God. Breathe out, and so am I. Breathe in, you are here, God. Breathe out, and so am I. Thank you for being intentional with these minutes. As you shift gears into whatever comes next into your day, remember what God spoke to you about and use that breath prayer.